Hi, you've tuned in to the Lovely Travels podcast, where we talk about all things travel and adventure. My name is Emma Lovell, also known as Lovely, and I have a mission to visit every UN-recognised country in the world while raising awareness for mental health. Join me as we revisit some of my past adventures, speak to fellow travellers and interesting locals, all while following the journey to 195 countries. I'll be joined soon by my co-pilot, Darius, in Germany. And sometimes we're even going to hit the road together. Make sure to join in the adventure by following me on Instagram, Lovely Travels. You can also join our Facebook group, Lovely Travels Community, and learn more about us at the website, lovelytravels.com. But for now, it's listening time. Travel vicariously along with us.
Hello and welcome everyone to the much requested, almost fanatically introduced Tall Buildings episode. Hello Emma, are you excited?
I am almost as excited as you.
You don't sound excited.
Yeah. I feel like a large part of that, fanatic and hype might have come from us. This has been sort of prefaced in at least 5 episodes, so it's been a long time coming.
It only makes sense that we should do a Tall Buildings episode.
I think it mostly makes sense because we went up a tall building in Poland, so we talked about that on episode 8. So it has been a long time coming.
It has been a long time coming, and the tall building you were referring to is the Warsaw Palace of Culture and Science.
Yes.
And the observation deck on that is 114 meters.
Oh, did you do actual heights? I did.
Of course. Of course.
So, as per usual,
I mostly I did like the I did the information. Well, most of the figures that I've written down, and I'm happy to share with you today, dear listeners, are the heights that I have actually been to, because a lot of these buildings. It's a bit of a competition in the tall building scene. They will like say our building is the tallest, but it has like 80 meters of antenna on the top. So a lot of the heights I'm going by are observation deck heights, which is then I guess the actual height that I would have been on these buildings. Like for example, the architectural height of the Warsaw Palace of Science and Culture is 237 meters. But we were only at 114. So, like, you know what I mean? Like, most of that building is just a pointy needle.
Yes, yes. And they're very sneaky with that. Like one of my tall buildings, which is the Q1 building on the Gold Coast, which is the tallest residential resort tower in the world. And wow. It is about 81 floors. So, I don't know how tall that is. Darius can maybe quickly Google for me. But
top floor is 235 meters.
Yeah, and so, but it's the spire. There are actually buildings that are almost, and it's the spire on top that's pipped it over the edge.
The Q1 at 322 meters was the world's tallest residential building from 2005 to 2011.
Oh, they still claim it. Yeah. Maybe it's now the tallest in Australia, but anyway.
Just happened. Yeah.
I know. So this is the sad thing. Like sometimes, like I went up the world's tallest tower, but it is.
Did you?
Yep, but it's definitely not the world's tallest tower anymore.
Oh.
Do you know which one it was?
Well, no. If it's not the world's tallest anymore, it could be anything.
It is a tree stump in the woods. I built a tower. No. It was Taipei 101.
Oh. So
in 2008, in early 2008, when I went to it, it was the world's tallest tower.
And it was the world's tallest tower until 2010 at 508 meters. Wow.
Yeah, the lift was pretty, like, full on.
Ugh, the lift is. So a little bit of context. It's a little bit strange that we are doing a tall buildings episode because I hate being on top of tall buildings.
Yet you'd love going on top of
I like the view. I like the view, guys.
But the view sometimes, like, you can't see much. Like, it's good seeing far, but, like, you can't make out anything. You really – good tall towers have those pictures with, like, all the little you know, this place is here, this place is here. So you're like, oh, I know what I'm actually looking at.
Some sort of like descriptions on the window, like 3,000 kilometers till, I don't know, Emma's house in that direction.
Well, and I think going to a tall tower in a place that you have a connection to or a reference of something, like, you know, going to like in Melbourne where I lived and, you know, being able to see it, or like going up the Q1 building in Gold Coast. Like, we waited for a few months. Actually, I went when you were here, but I didn't take you. I took Christy. And we saved it for a tourist coming. And it was actually really cool to get that view of the Gold Coast because I'd never seen it like that. So, and I knew where things were, so it, you know, it made sense. Plus, beaches and ocean was pretty beautiful.
So I'm a little bit disenfranchised, to be honest, because you've got a building in the top 10 tallest buildings, and I'm not even close.
And it was the tallest. Yes.
Do you know? Okay, moving right along.
I won the tall building episode.
All right, thanks for listening, everyone. We'll be back next week. Do you know the tallest building right now, and how tall it is?
I think it's in Shanghai. Is that right?
You're wrong. No, no.
There's one in Shanghai that's up in the top few.
It's number two, to be exact. Shanghai Tower, 632 meters.
That's very tall.
Do you need feet for any of this? How many American listeners do we have?
Oh, you can do both.
2,073 feet.
That's a lot.
In freedom.
Okay. Units. Is the tallest one the Burj Khalifa in Dubai?
Correct. Now, how tall do you think it is? If the Shanghai Tower is the second tallest at 632 meters, how tall do you think Burj Khalifa is?
638.
828.
Oh, that's a big difference.
Which is mental. They were like, all right, we're going to keep this title for a few years.
Yeah, man, that's huge. And now they're trying to build it, like, when they're building another big one. That's one. I have two lists. I've got the ones I've been up, and I've got the ones I've seen but haven't gone up. So I have seen the Burj Khalifa.
I've flown past it. I've seen it from a plane.
Well, I stood near it. I have a photo with it in the background, so maybe I can use that for our cover photo. Like,
how far away are you? How big is... Well, we'll see on the picture.
Pretty tall.
Okay. A skyscraper is a tall, continuously habitable building having multiple floors. Modern sources currently define skyscrapers as being at least 100 meters or 150 meters in height, though there is no universally accepted definition.
See, I've gone a little bit like, I've got my tall buildings, which are definitely buildings, but then I've gone into my scene list. I've gone a little bit on a tangent because like the Eiffel Tower, is it a building?
It's a structure.
Yeah. So does it go in? Is it allowed in this episode?
It is definitely. Well, no, there's a whole section coming up on tall structures.
Okay. Sorry, I'll follow the format of the show.
Just chill. We're on the tall buildings part of it. But we will dip into it because some of these structures are also like observation decks if they're situated in cities. I'm gonna throw a couple out there. The Rheinturm in Düsseldorf.
I've been there, haven't I?
Which is our TV tower. Yes.
Yay! I had it actually in the Germany. Deck. I've got it. Germany, Düsseldorf. What was the one we went to, Darius? I didn't send this to you. But.
It's the Rheinturm, and the observation deck is 170 meters up.
Oh, yeah. I remember it was near the river, and then we went for sushi after. But that's inconsequential to the audience.
That sounds like any outing with me.
Yes, it was very good.
Then there is Sydney Centre Point. It's not called that anymore, I think.
It's called the Sky Tower, but I have it on my list as formerly the Centrepoint Tower, which is any good Sydney-sider would still call it that, but it's currently called the Sky Tower, I believe.
250 metres observation deck. Quite high.
Pretty high up. And it's very, that one's very, it looks like something you want to go up. Like, it looks like a little kind of satellite, and it really is in the centre of the city and has a great
smack bang in the middle.
Yeah, it has a restaurant too.
Yeah. So a lot of the towery ones will have revolving restaurants, which I've never understood the attraction of.
Well, another honourable mention for Sydney is the Summit, which I don't know if it's still there, but it was called the Summit. And it was had a revolving restaurant. Yeah. And it was very good food. It was where the first place I tried kangaroo. Delicious. Again, I don't know if people are interested in the things that I ate at the buildings, but I have a very good memory for it.
That's great. And it turns out when I was doing my research, the tallest building I've been on is in fact in Australia.
Is it the Eureka Tower in Melbourne?
It is. I wrote Melbourne Skywalk thing. 285 metres the observation deck is.
And they have a very cool thing on that one where you can go into this room and it's got a floor and then it makes a big cracking sound and then the floor disappears and then the glass, it's glass.
Absolutely terrifying.
I've done that a few times. I actually had through the pros of blogging, I had a connection at the Eureka Tower and I was invited a number of times to go up as well as promoting some events. And I had some American guests come in 2012 and we went up. I don't know if they still do it, but they did a 7-course degustation menu. So, again, it was delicious with matched wines. And then I'd heard about that they do New Year's up there and I told my friend Kenny and the idea stayed in his head. And so one New Year's, he's like, I'm coming down. He was in the army, came down from Darwin and we went to that. And it's pretty pricey, but it was one of the coolest New Year's I've had because you were, you know, yes, as you said, 285 metres up. So the fireworks that went up all over the city, it was like the fireworks were coming up to us.
Wow. That would be cool.
And then, unlimited drinks and delicious food, including a whole table of oysters. So highly recommend that if they still do it. New Year's at the Eureka Tower. Not cheap, but memorable.
Not cheap, but memorable.
I'm stealing a lot of your towers, aren't I?
No, that's fine. I was almost expecting a monologue, but I'm very happy you can add so much to the tower conversation.
Oh, you didn't think I'd have... Come on, you know.
I knew.
I've got to tick things off. So it's like, though I have curbed mine because like with the Burj Khalifa, it was like I could have gone. But I was like, do I really need to see lots of desert? Probably not.
Ah, just being up almost a kilometre in the air is crazy.
Yeah, maybe if I go via Dubai again. But I was on my own. Oh, well, I had people there, but I was like, I think going up towers is kind of a shared activity, especially if that person you go with is petrified because it's really funny.
Oh, man. I would really like to go up the Burj Khalifa, but at the same time, I think it would probably be more scary than skydiving.
It would be really unpleasant to be with you. You'd be like, come look at this. You're like, get away from me. Don't touch. Just come look at them. Don't talk to me. I'm staying
in
the wall.
I wonder if that, because that is like 4 times higher than I have ever been. I wonder if if that gets abstract and it's like not scary anymore because it just seems so surreal.
So do you have just like a list? Tell me, okay, from the ones I can remember, we've kind of just brushed on a couple, but I have 8 tall buildings that I
have been up. Hit me.
The Empire State in New York City. United States.
I didn't go up that one. I went up the other one.
The Chrysler?
Yes.
Yeah, so if anyone's seen the movie 2 Weeks Notice, I think I mentioned this on another episode. He tries to share a fun fact about the tallest building in the competition. And then when the Chrysler building came, because it was like there were 2 buildings that were almost the same height and then they put the spire up, which made it the tallest. Yep. Blah, 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 that's the story. Anyway, he was trying to tell that and she chimed in and knew the ending. So that was always his little, I know so much about New York. And she knew she knew more. Anyway, that was what great. I enjoyed doing that. My other one was Poland, going up the Science Building. Sure. Malaysia, the Petronas Towers, which are twin towers.
Yeah, they're quite high up on the list as well.
Yes, and they have
number 18.
Pun intended, high on the list. Get it?
No, sorry.
High on the list. High.
Oh, because we're doing tall buildings.
If you had said it would have been funny. Why would I say it? It's not funny. Anyway, yeah, and they have a bridge in the middle. There's a couple of bridges in the middle. So that was pretty cool. And I have a photo near that as well. And then my other one is Montparnasse in Paris, France. So I haven't been up the Eiffel Tower, but I have been up Montparnasse because my aunt said you get, you know, if you're up the Eiffel Tower, you can't see the view of Paris with the Eiffel Tower. If you go up Montparnasse, which is actually taller, you get a view of Paris with the Eiffel Tower in it.
That's some good advice.
But I haven't been up the Eiffel Tower, so
I've been to the middle bit because I was there just as it was closing. To the middle, there's like a medium Eiffel Tower station.
Well, we shall go back, Darius. We shall meet in Paris and hang out
up close.
Geraldine, and we shall go up the Eiffel Tower and we shall record for the podcast.
Super ugly, like, building on, like, when you get close to it because it's all, like, dirty and rusty and stuff.
But it's really exciting when you see it. I was up in near Montmartre at the Sacré-Cœur, and Basilique du Sacré-Cœur, and that's the first time I saw the Eiffel Tower, and I didn't think I would be as excited or, like, breathtaking as I was. I was like, oh, my God, that's the Eiffel Tower. It's iconic, you know. It's like, and the same with the Empire State Building. And the cool thing again is like, yeah, you got to see the Empire State Building. So that's a benefit of going up the Chrysler Building. We went to a bar called the Sky Bar, which makes sense. And the Empire State was in clear view.
Right.
And that was really, great. And they light it up now. So they do it different. And I think they had it the blue, white, and red at that time. So it was pretty cool. And then my other ones are Sydney, Melbourne, and Gold Coast, which I mentioned. So,
okay. Well, I have to add to that. I wasn't sure if it counts. The London Eye is pretty big.
I've been on that too. Yep.
Yeah. I once stood in line for like 2 or 3 hours to do a rotation on that.
Yep. Well, the tall in London that supersedes that is the Shard.
Is that the cigar building?
No, it's like literally like a shard of glass.
Ah.
It's really tall and pointy. And it is. It's just like it looks very mirror-esque. So I've been right next to that. Was on my scene list. I've been right next to it, but I haven't yet been up it. And I think they've got a bar up the top. You can have drinks up there.
A lot of these places do.
They've got to make money.
Good tip for dates is like the sky bar in any tall building. They have big windows and nice views and good cocktails.
You've just reminded me of one that I've been up. I have no idea what it's called.
So if for fans of the Eiffel Tower, I can recommend the Tokyo Radio Tower, which is built in the same sort of way, but has the benefit of not being in Paris and also being bright orange.
That's fun.
And it's in Tokyo, and they have an observation deck at 249 meters, which is quite high, but very good. On the you were mentioning like the guides that say what is in what direction and what you're looking at. They go probably the best documented things I'm looking at window I've ever seen.
Honorable mentioned.
Yeah, Tokyo Radio Towers. Highly recommend it. And Tokyo is great too.
Well, yes, it's a wonderful city. So do you have any other tall towers you've been up?
Yes, the Las Vegas Strat Tower.
Ooh, good
which has roller coasters on it.
Yes, and I still want to go on it. Damn it. I went on the New York one, which was a bucket list from the time before, but I didn't get to go on the Strat one.
The Strat... it's like the view is pretty good. The rides are mental. I did one called Insanity, which is like you're like dangling in these seats, like these pairs of seats, and it rotates over the edge of the tower 270 meters up and then start spinning, and the seats angle upwards. So like you're facing downwards, like spinning in a circle. I can't believe I did it, actually. It's probably the scariest thing I've ever done.
I can't believe you did it. I don't even like the – I thought I always wanted to go on those ones, which are like a tall – it's like a rod, and it's got the cage on each end. And then they rock back and forth the cage. So it's the rod is spinning, and then the cage is spinning. And as you come, like, dip down, so you go from the top, yeah, you just face the earth. And it's like – and I used to love – rides. I still do like rides, but it was like the first time I did it in Austria, when it was the first time I was like, oh, I could die on this. And then, like, once you've had that thought, it doesn't really go away. And you're like, next time, you're like, oh, this is quite a risk.
Well, speaking of risky rides, the insanity on the Strat was one, because you get these poor guys working there for minimum wage, like hoping for tips. Like maintaining these rides that are dangling you like 300 meters above the ground. That was spooky. And the other one was not so high, but probably even scarier, in Odessa in the Ukraine, like this little fairground, this terribly rusted, one of those rod spinny randy jobs.
Yeah.
Just creaking and like stuttering and all the noises you don't want mechanical things to make. I don't know why we went on that, but that was fun.
I don't understand why you're going on these things either. Yeah, it was really hard trying to rack. Like, and I would love to hear from our listeners. We'll pop a question in the group after this episode, but love to hear the tall buildings you've been to, and I wonder if it might jog the memory. But do you want to tell, do you have the list of the top 10? It'd be quite interesting.
I have some other ones. Some, because top 10, Burj Khalifa, Shanghai Tower, some other stuff, not so interesting.
Okay.
Right. Do you want to know a little bit more about the tallest freestanding tubular steel structure?
I feel like I'm going to find out either way.
It's the Almaty Tower in Kazakhstan.
Okay.
And it's the tallest freestanding tubular steel structure in the world.
Well, head on that down to Kazakhstan, guys. Don't miss it.
There's also the Riga Radio and TV Tower is the tallest structure in the European Union.
The Riga, so Latvia.
Yes.
So we would have seen it, but I didn't.
We would have seen it, yeah.
But I didn't recognize it.
It's tallest tower in the European Union.
Oh,
I don't think you can go up it.
Well, that would have been a cool thing to take a photo of, to at least have acknowledged while we're there. But I guess we were there
next for time. 4 minutes. Next time you're in Slovenia, you could take a trip to Trebovli Power Station, which is the tallest chimney in Europe. Right? And it's
part of a building.
Lost the height. 360 meters.
That's very tall. I'm guessing you can't go on that.
No, it's there's a power station in a valley, and then to get the shitty air out, they built this gigantic flue gas stack, the tallest flue gas stack in Europe.
There you go.
Made of poured concrete. And I have one more. The tallest structure in Romania. Is the Phoenix Copper Smelter. So it's the third tallest chimney in Europe. Though sadly, it's not in use anymore.
Oh, well, that's disappointing. Well, there you go. Some tall ones to look out for. I'm just looking at this one thing.
Okay, I can give a shout out to my main man, Alain Robert. It's the French Spider-Man. I've mentioned him before. Who climbs all the buildings? Remember I spoke about him?
Yes.
And like he climbs up and like free climbs up the stuff and always gets arrested and stuff. So quite interesting. Google Alain Robert, the French Spider-Man, for illegally climbing buildings.
I've been up the tallest Mayan pyramid, which is a building of sorts.
Okay, sure. Tallest Mayan pyramid.
What is that called? Nohoc Mall, and it is in Coba, which is in the Yucatan Peninsula of Mexico, so near to Tulum. And we accidentally sort of went there. We looked it up in the Lonely Planet when we had a day, and we were a bit stuck when I was there in 2009 when I was living in Mexico. And then I took Matt back there, and it was one of his favorite things. And the fun thing about it is that it is one of the few pyramids in that region that you can climb. And it's 138 feet.
Well, it's not very tall.
And it's not very tall, but in that area, it's the tallest. So 42 meters, 138 feet, but it's the tallest structure in that area.
Yep.
And it's Mayan, so it's pretty friggin' old. And, like you're literally scrambling up and then being on top of it, and you're on this, like, it's pretty tiny on the top. Maybe it's like a meter or so, or a couple of meters wide. Oh, maybe bigger.
Mm.
3 or 4 meters wide. 2 meters wide, maybe. It's not very big. I have a photo of me and Matt sitting on top of it, and you just look down. Like, we took a photo from on top, and it's just down. That, I don't know if you'd enjoy that.
I like the sound of the old stuff. Bit of a shame that they let people climb on it.
Yeah, I think it's, I don't know what their rationale behind it, but it is, it's an archaeological site. And it means large mound. Nohoc Mall means large mound in Mayan. So, yeah. Anyway, I've been up that. That's an honourable mention.
It is very honourable.
Some of the tallest or tall buildings or structures I've seen, I had on my list, was Burj Khalifa, the Eiffel Tower, the Shard in London, the Canton Tower in Guangzhou, China. And that is kind of like that satellite-y style. And it's often lit up rainbow, so it really appealed to me, and I had to look up what it was. I think when I was Googling it, I didn't know it was called the Canton Tower. Looked up Rainbow Tower in Guangzhou, and it came up straight away. The other one I had was Germany, Düsseldorf, the one that we went up. What did you say it was again?
The Rheinturm.
And then I don't know if you went up it, but the Dom in Cologne. It's pretty tall.
Oh, I haven't been up it. I haven't been
haven't
up
you?
It.
We met nearby it at the market.
We have.
The
we Chris did. We did. But I went up the cathedral in Bruges.
Was that tall? This was, can you?
Not as tall.
I don't know how tall the Dom one. I know, I think it was about like 500 steps though. And I had had lots of tiny beers the night before, so it was pretty hard work.
Spire height, 157 meters.
Yeah, that's pretty high.
But I don't think you go up to the top of the spire. So well, that's another one of these. Steps, right.
I think. Anyway, it's very high. I had on here an honourable mention for the Qutub Minar in India. Which was, it's sort of like a monument, this amazing monument. It's from like, I want to say 1100 or 1000 AD. Mm-hmm. And it's from the Mughal Empire. And it was at one point the tallest structure. And it's quite a, it's not very tall now, but.
In India?
Quite a monument. Yes, that's in Delhi, the Qutub Minar. And then in India, you just reminded me, in Mumbai, I went up to a place called the Sky Bar. I think there's lots of Sky Bars.
They're all called Sky Bar.
Yeah. So the Sky Bar in Mumbai. So that was pretty epic going up there. That would definitely be the tallest building I've been up in India. USA, I've been to Chicago, but I've never been up the St. Regis Tower, which was the Willis Tower. The Windy City. Yeah. I think they used to be called the Sears Tower. Like, these towers tend to change names, and I think it's around advertising. But, yeah, the Willis Tower and the St. Regis Tower are very, very, very tall in Chicago. And I've seen them both, but I've never been up them. And then New Zealand, Auckland, there's the Sky Tower. But
that's a good name.
I can't remember if I went up it or not. And there's a fun fact on that. You can skydive. Well, yeah.
Bungee jump?
No, like, what do you call it? Base jump. off it.
Well, you can both jump off anything, right?
Yeah, but I think like it's kind of well known that people do it.
Right.
I don't know. I thought it was, yeah, like that. Anyway, I can't remember if I went up it or not, but I know there was a bungee ball near it that I wanted to do and I didn't do that. So maybe I did go up the Sky Tower. I can't remember. 2003 that was. I should know. And then I had a fun fact for you, Darius.
I'm excited.
I feel like my Mexico one kind of was very good that I remembered just then. But this one is in Siem Reap in Cambodia, no building is allowed to be taller than Angkor Wat.
Or what happens?
I knew you'd ruin my fact. That was a good fact.
It was a good fact. I don't know how tall Angkor Wat is.
Well, it's not very tall, but that's the thing. It's like nothing is allowed to be taller than it. So I think it's like four stories is kind of like the tallest buildings. I thought that's really cool. It like keeps the integrity of the place, and it means that, yeah, that they're really honouring what Angkor Wat, which is a huge temple.
The largest religious structure in the world by land area.
Yeah. And they're honouring that, and they're honouring the temples and the history there, and, you know.
So what, in all of Cambodia?
No, Siem Reap.
All right.
Which is where Angkor Wat is, near to Siem Reap. So, yeah, they told us that. I thought it was interesting. So there is my, I can remember, tall building and tall monument structure travels. Huh. I've been up some in Singapore, but, like, I haven't been up the tallest. I've been up the Marina Bay Sands. That should get an honourable mention. It's like a ship on top of a building.
Now you're just showing off.
I paid a lot of money for a champagne and my dad bought it for me and was like, and that is your last drink. It was like $25 for a glass of bubble. No. Like, it was just a joke. I was like, okay, I'll enjoy this.
It has to be champagne.
Yes, has to be. Yeah, I tried to think of other. I'd like to go to Seattle. They've got a really tall tower.
The Space Needle?
Yes. Which is that, again, that satellite shape. And I think the one that you took me to in Dusseldorf kind of reminded me of that. It had that shape. Space Needle the Dusseldorf one is. Is that the tallest in Germany? Do you know? There you go.
The tallest in Germany is in Berlin. It's the TV tower in Berlin.
So I feel like Germany's doesn't, like Munich's not very high.
We have some tall buildings in Frankfurt, which is like the finance and skyscrapers district.
There you go.
But yeah, no, the Germans don't really enter into the building contest.
I feel like it's the countries that dominate are like, more in Asia because of the, like, I guess the population, the living style needs to be that. Like Hong Kong has a lot of tall buildings, Singapore.
True.
China, obviously, and China has the second tallest building. Dubai's, that's just, they do not need tall buildings. That's just showing off. They do have, though, apartment living is very common there too. And then the US, I think they like the whole we have the biggest thing, so that's where.
Yeah. I just read here why Germany doesn't have any skyscrapers, and German law wants the historical skylines to be kept as they are because they're part of German cultural heritage. That's why tall buildings such as skyscrapers are not allowed to be built. Frankfurt is the only German city with skyscrapers.
There you go.
So it's a little bit like Angkor Wat.
Yeah. It's nice. I think it's nice because it can take over. I mean, like, you know, and it can add to, like, the Gold Coast is famous for its skyline, for its, you know, skyscraper skyline view, the tall buildings next to the beach. You know, it can be a attraction for a place, but it could also take over and, yeah, they really do dominate and make everything pale in comparison.
Mm. Yeah. Okay. Well, so to answer your question correctly, the tallest structure in Germany is the Berlin TV Tower, but the tallest building is in Frankfurt.
Well, there you go. Do you have any more building knowledge for us, or shall we leave it to our audience to share with us?
Just in case anyone has listened to the end of this episode.
Hey, I thought it was quite interesting.
Oh, really?
Why did you want to do this then?
I thought,
to the cutting room floor.
I thought we started strong, but finished strong, as usual.
I think you're being hard on us. I think it was very entertaining. You're just jealous that I've been up one of the top 10.
I didn't think about it beforehand, but I kind of should have expected that you had some sort of famous building up your sleeve, so to speak.
I told you, I'm into the bucket. Like, but it's funny, yeah. When you ask the question, it's interesting. Like, having been to 64 countries, like, had I been really my
64
list is,
tall buildings?
Yeah, I haven't. You know, I've been to the tallest buildings up in them 1, 2, 3, 4 in 6 countries. I've seen quite a few, like I said. But even then, like, you know, not every place promotes, you know, like we were in Latvia, we saw something very tall, but we didn't, I mean, again, didn't really do much research. So maybe it is really an attraction that we missed out on.
Didn't have much time there.
No, but like, you know, some places they wouldn't really market it or really make it out like a big thing. Whereas, you know, the Empire State, Taipei 101, the Petronas Towers in Malaysia, they are a real, you know, Eureka Tower in Melbourne, Gold, like Q1, they're real attractions that they really push and encourage you to go to.
Because so, they have little else to offer culturally.
Oh, don't say that to a Melbournean. They'll come after you. Don't listen. Block your ears, listeners.
No, okay, the Melbournians. Yeah, okay, good.
Before we start insulting all the lovely listeners.
Even the Melbournians.
We're going to get a lot of feedback. I'd love to hear the other tall buildings, you know, that you've been up, that you've seen, and maybe some like, you know, like our trivia places where they don't have that many tall buildings and it's because they're trying to maintain the cultural historic integrity. So
yeah,
which is quite
to us if you were team skyscraper or team cultural heritage.
Team low lying.
Team low life.
Thank you for listening. You know where to get us. It's Facebook, Instagram, website, and
or the top of any tall building near you.
Lovely Travels. Just type that in, LOVELLY Travels, and definitely join our community on Facebook. We love chatting to you about interesting topics like this one.
That's so interesting. Emma, thank you for letting me hijack the channel to talk a little bit about tall buildings. I look forward to my next architectural discussion.
Yes, back to the regular programming for next week. Thank you. Bye.
Okay. Bye-bye.